Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Speaker Mike Johnson getting pushback in his attempt at dividing up foreign aid into four separate bills. ABC's Rachel Scott's on Capitol Hill.
The Speaker has made it clear he plans to take that $95 billion package into four separate measures in the House, but that is now prompting calls for him to be ousted. Congressman Thomas Massie joining Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Johnson knows that he's faced with a razor-thin majority, so if just one more Republican joins that effort, he could be ousted as Speaker, plunging the House into chaos.
Seven members of the jury deciding on the criminal hush money case against Donald Trump have now been seated. The rest expected to be chosen tomorrow or Friday. Opening statements could begin as early as Monday. The UN is asking for nearly $3 billion in aid to provide food to nearly 3 million Palestinians. The head of the UN Humanitarian Office says 6 months into the war in Gaza, Palestinians are not only hungry, they're also facing sanitation, water, and health problems as well. This is ABC News. The first report from the Maui Wildfire Department is now out after that deadly series of fires last August.
Maui firefighters would have been helped by having more fire trucks and water tenders last August, according to a new report produced by the Western Fire Chiefs Association and unveiled on Maui. The report makes 17 recommendations, including creating a statewide mutual aid program. Maui Fire Chief Brad Ventura.
While I'm incredibly proud of our department's response, I believe we can always continue to improve our efforts.
It comes one day before Hawaii's Attorney General releases an investigation into the fire response. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An illegal fight over a movie trailer is finally over. Two men sued after renting the movie yesterday because they saw actress Ana de Armas in the trailer. They claimed false advertising since she was removed from the final cut of that movie. Now, a judge initially agreed with them, but the two men ended up owing the studio over $100,000 in legal fees. They've now settled. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are no-shows for Governor Evers' special meeting of the Joint Finance Committee. Evers wanted lawmakers to free up $125 million for PFAS cleanup, especially now that tougher federal standards are coming.
Of all days that we should be sending that money out to the people of Wisconsin, it should be today. And Republicans are missing an action on this.
Republicans say Evers should have signed the PFAS bill they sent him this spring instead of vetoing it. Wisconsin's leading business group is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to overturn Governor Evers' line item veto last summer to let schools increase spending for each of the next 400 years. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text EMBRACE at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Lose again at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Padres 6-3. The crew got off to a bad start. Starting pitcher Wade Miley hit in the knee with a line drive by Manny Machado. Top of the first inning on Bally Sports.
Ground ball off of Miley. Bowers picks it up. He'll tag out Machado. But now your concern is Wade Miley.
That's the absolute last thing the Brewers need to see. Ball hit hard, got him right on the leg.
108 off the bat.
Miley stayed in the game through three innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
How about that? You know what I mean? Stick in there after getting drilled. It's not fractured, which is good, but it's going to be good and sore.
It's the first series loss of the season for the Brewers. NBA, the Bucks getting ready for the Pacers on Sunday. Damian Lillard unable to practice yesterday after playing in Orlando.
We want him to be as close to 100% as possible, if you can be that at this point.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy with scattered showers likely today. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain by the time it winds down this evening. Our high 53, the wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 36. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a few afternoon sprinkles with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Q Country.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your looks, you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. But I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to. But you did, and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you. We're thanking God for. So thank God.
Night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? online at 98qcountry.com. I'd love to know just what you're thinking. Every little river running through your mind. You give and you take, you come and you go. You leave me here wondering if I'll ever know.
As we delve into a Wednesday and a wet start here. Boy, windy and ooh, wow. Everything that the National Weather Service promised pulled through. And I hope you're okay this morning. A few things blowing around, a few branches out in the yard. Things will settle down a little bit here today. Temperatures only reaching about 48 degrees, but that wind will still be moving northeast at 10 to 20, maybe gusting a little past that at times. 48 today, 55 tomorrow. We're going to struggle to get much past 40 on Friday and Saturday. And then we'll green things up and get things growing. Temperatures next week in the 50s, even pushing 60. So the moisture is wonderful. And we are just a few moments away from firing up that lawnmower. I think I'm going to go a week from Saturday, you probably will be at least eyeing up that lawnmower anyway. And you'll have those few spots in your yard that always grow faster than the other ones that you might have to trim up a little bit. But for today, it's still going to feel like spring out there. We've got 29 minutes after 6 o'clock. We've got a little Brewer info, a little news, twice an hour, news and sports. So let's get to that here. ABC gets us going.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. House Speaker Mike Johnson getting pushback in his attempt at dividing up foreign aid into four separate bills. ABC's Rachel Scott's on Capitol Hill.
The speaker has made it clear he plans to take that $95 billion package into four separate measures in the House, but that is now prompting calls for him to be ousted. Congressman Thomas Massey joining Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Johnson knows that he's faced with a razor-thin majority, so if just one more Republican joins that effort, he could be ousted as Speaker, plunging the House into chaos.
Seven members of the jury deciding on the criminal hush money case against Donald Trump have now been seated. The rest expected to be chosen tomorrow or Friday. Opening statements could begin as early as Monday. The UN is asking for nearly $3 billion in aid to provide food to nearly 3 million Palestinians. The head of the UN Humanitarian Office says 6 months into the war in Gaza, Palestinians are not only hungry, they're also facing sanitation, water, and health problems as well. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. If you're living with diabetes and on Medicare, the Inflation Reduction Act caps your out-of-pocket insulin costs at $35 a month. But for many other Americans, the cost of insulin is still expensive.
Only three companies are able to control basically the global supply of insulin. And in the United States, that means that there are unaffordable costs.
Catherine Poe is a policy researcher. Wisconsin is not one of the 25 states that cap insulin copays. Two scenic highways in Wisconsin are now part of the state's Rustic Roads program. The first stretch covers almost 10 miles near the American Birkebeiner Trail in northwest Wisconsin. The other new route crosses Honey Creek near East Troy and passes what was once a one-room schoolhouse. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Lose their first series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing at home 6-3 to the Padres. It's the first series loss of the season for Milwaukee. One bright spot, William Contreras has a 12-game hitting streak going on Valley Sports Wisconsin.
Line drive, base hit. Weimer will be held as the ball gets away from Tatis. He'll score. Frelick ends up at third. Hit streak to a dozen.
Christian Yelich is headed to the 10-day IL with a lower back strain again.
Yeah, you know, I don't really know. You know, obviously, it's going on the IL or having to deal with this again, which is pretty frustrating. But, yeah, just do our best to get it right whenever that may be and try to get back out there.
NBA, the Bucks held practice. They're going to host the Pacers Sunday in round one of the playoffs. One player on the Bucks getting more minutes in games is Bobby Portis.
Doc been real good to me, man. I love Doc, man. Doc unlocked me for sure, just giving me more responsibility on the offensive end.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their health care premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Lynn Stunkel of Complete Rain Gutters ease your mind. With 30-plus years in the gutter game, we've got you covered. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today.
Ross's Sports Shop is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor. Ross's carries everything that you need from guide service to licenses and fishing accessories, the tip-ups, the bait, the tackle. the snacks, and the area's best selection of live bait, Ross's, located on Lake Avenue, downtown Phillips.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy with scattered showers likely today. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain by the time it winds down this evening. Our high 53, the wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 36. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a few afternoon sprinkles with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Right now.
The greatest station,
98Q Country.
Felt like kissing.
just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something battering makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock.
Some puddling, standing water. We got, well, depending on where you are, it could be anywhere from an inch to two and a half inches of rain already in parts of the Northwoods. That wind has settled down a little bit. Man, that thing was blowing yesterday. We were knocked off the air for just, I don't know, what was it, a couple of hours or so, and they got power restored out to our transmitter site. Out west of Fifield. We're going to bring you Brewer Baseball today from AmFam Field. We have a 12:10 first pitch, 11:35 pregame. So Brewer Baseball back on the airwaves for you today. Busy reality radio today. We're going to talk with our new Park Falls Chamber Executive Director. We'll be stopping by. We're going to talk with Ron Nolan from Nemeth Implement down in Stetsonville, find out the latest and what's going on down there. And the folks over at Peace Lutheran Church have some events on the way, too, and we'll chat with them, and we'll see what else pops up. That's reality. Reality Radio comes up for you a little bit after 8 o'clock here this morning. We're going to, we have a new feature. We have a new fishing feature here on the morning show with Kurtz Island Sports Shop, so let's get to that.
It's time for the Kurtz Island Sports Shop Weekly Fishing Report, brought to you by Kurtz Island Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua. Walleye is still open below the dam south of Tomahawk. Anglers are producing with large fatheads on jigs, though crankbaits and plastics have also worked. Catch and release largemouth bass action in shallow water is starting to pick up in depths as low as 2 feet. While reports have been few, Minnows have clearly been the key. Some nice perch have been caught by those seeking walleyes in local rivers. Try small jigs tipped with leaf worms. Crappie are starting to enter the shallows for pre-spawn feeding. Jigs tipped with wax worms or halved leaf worms provide the best chances. All in all, the warm temperature over the past weekend should improve the bite in the shallows for all anglers and species. Good luck and good fishing. This has been this week's Kurtz Island Fishing Report, brought to you by Kurtz Island Sports Shop of Minocqua.
Hungry as a bear? I can relate. It's Big G here. If you're craving some mouth-watering chicken, head on over to Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin. Mondays mean a four-piece chicken dinner with fries. And let me tell you, it's perfectly fried, moist, and delicious. And those fries, don't even get me started. Trust me, if I'm full, you will be too. Lena's Bar and Grill is open every day at 11:30, offering nightly specials, hosting social events, and catering for up to 100 guests. Find us off of Highway 13 on Grand Street in downtown Glidden, Wisconsin, the Black Bear capital of the world.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Lager United Booster Club is proudly supported by BW Paper Systems, a division of Barry Waymiller, who combines an extremely strong brand, innovative technology, and long-standing experience for the sheeting, packaging, stationery, book binding, security documents, and corrugated and finishing industries.
You can do it all by yourself.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, I got a question. You hate bending over to put on your shoes. Wish you could just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them. If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. For where you don't need to touch to put on, that is only from Skechers, the comfort technology company. With new Skechers slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. And these are not your standard slip-on shoes. This is the next-level slip-in technology, so it's even easier. How do Skechers slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. And it also keeps your feet secure in heavenly comfort, which means they stay on just like a pair of laced-up sneakers, and you can even put them on with your hands full. What, are you rushing out the door with your kids? No problem. Just step in them and go. Look, we all hate bending over and struggling to put on our dirty, old, germy shoes, but now, just get Skechers slip-ins and never touch your shoes again. Find new hands-free Skechers slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Cloudy with scattered showers likely today. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain by the time it winds down this evening. Our high 53, the wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 36. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a few afternoon sprinkles with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Ready?
Brand new country.
Freaking good. I love it.
98 Q Country.
Girl, I know I don't know you, but your pretty little eyes so blue.
Country. Well, our area sports team's got some games in the last couple of days. They'll take a couple of days off here, and most of them get back in action on Friday. I know Shawamigan teams will get back in action on Friday as the baseball team and the softball team will go to Auburndale. Picked a good day for a wet day. Wednesday's usually a no sports day anyway for our local teams. We do a Brewers today, 12:10. First pitch, Brewer baseball. We'll find out tonight when the Bucks will play after we get the play-in games in the Eastern Conference done tonight. They'll announce the Bucks playoff times for Saturday. See that Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, the Golden State Warriors, the Dubs got knocked out last night. So they will not be a part of the playoffs. Big question is will they run that group back one more time? They've aged out a bit. But Steph and Klay, we'll see if they... free agency maybe takes Klay Thompson away from that team. Bucks playoff basketball on the air for you Sunday. We'll know that time later tonight. Let's get some words of wisdom for this wet Wednesday, the 17th of April. Focus on the Family is being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
How much sleep do you really need? Well, most of the time the answer is probably more than you're getting. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. In the 1850s, the average person in the United States slept 8 to 9 hours each night. Today, an American adult typically sleeps less than 7 hours a night during the work week. But research consistently shows that most of us need more than that to perform at our best. Unlike past generations who relied on candles and lanterns after the sun went down, we keep our nights alive with lights, television, technology, and an endless list of diversions. We sacrifice sleep so we can squeeze in a few more hours of work or fiddle with a hobby late into the night. Is it any wonder that insomnia is such a significant problem for so many people? Unfortunately, most people seem to think that the only remedy is to get used to it. We've not only grown accustomed to a sleep-deprived lifestyle, but its consequences as well. Fatigue, irritability, daytime drowsiness, well, it's all considered normal nowadays. Like many of you, my life can get hectic too. So I understand how tough it is to get the recommended 8 hours of sleep each night. Part of the answer, I think, is to recognize what our bodies are telling us. If you feel like you need more rest, you probably do. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members to the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy. Get
can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Spring is blooming at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream. Join us for upcoming spring container planting workshops this month. Call 715-428-2011 or check Facebook for details on our big weekends, April 13th and 14th and April 20th and 21st. Sessions run 2 hours from 8:30 to 6 p.m. Let veteran owner Dave and assistant Tanya help you create beautiful spring arrangements. Stored and nurtured until pickup. Register now. Find us on Highway 8 East and Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Don't miss out. Oh, and did I mention they have ice cream?
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-575-2706.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Cloudy with scattered showers likely today. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain by the time it winds down this evening. Our high 53, the wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 36. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a few afternoon sprinkles with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Jordan Davis.
Guess I got too soon to live. 98Q Country.